This is your girl, Kim Knox, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I am talking about the late and the great Kim Porter, who just so happens to also be Diddy's ex-girlfriend, baby mama, and apparently a lot of people's dear friend, a lot of celebrities' dear friend. On last Thursday, as I was scrolling my IG pages, I came across the fact that Kim Porter had passed away. And for a lot of people, you know, like Kim Porter wasn't really like this famous, at least not to me, not a famous chick necessarily, but she is like a staple somewhat in hip hop. If you're anything like me, I grew up in the era of Bad Boy, Puffy, Diddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him. And everybody knows he has these ex women. You know, there's Misa, who actually had his first child, Justin, who he ended up naming a restaurant here in Atlanta after. And then after that relationship ended, he ended up getting with Kim Porter. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the story went somewhat like Kim used to work. Well, I know she used to also be a model, but she used to work for Uptown Records. And that's how her and Diddy actually met. She also had a child by Albie Shore, who is Quincy. But in that time, Albie Shore really wasn't a father figure at that time in Quincy's life. So Diddy was there for most of Quincy's life, and it's like a second father to him. In that time, they got together in the year of 1994. They ended up having a son, Christian Combs, and they kind of had, and they were together for a good period of time, and then they broke up sometime, I want to say like 1999, and that's when he got with J-Lo, and he, you know, had this whole, I always kind of felt like, I think he loved J-Lo, but J-Lo wasn't having that shit because I think she saw too much, because there was like a shooting that went down at that period of time. Diddy ended up getting off. His artist Shine ended up going to prison, and he and J-Lo ended up breaking up. He and Kim got back together, and in a period of time, like I think in 2006, they ended up having or getting pregnant with a set of girl twins. And at the same time, 6 months earlier, before the twins were actually born, he had another woman, Sarah Chapman, who was also pregnant with his daughter, Chance. So he has Christian, he has Justin, he has Delilah Starr and Jesse James, and he has Chance. And like I said, he's a second father to Quincy. So it's kind of crazy because now that she's passed away, she was 47. They said that she had some flu-like symptoms. And for whatever reason, I think right now they're going to go through an in-depth autopsy to see actually what happened, because they didn't find any drugs on the scene. So it's just very strange and very peculiar for me, and for I think most people. One, it's very shocking because I don't know, she's always been there. I didn't know her personally, but she was always a fixture. She was a fixture here in Atlanta. There was a she and Ebony Electra and another young lady had three brown girls, and they did events here in Atlanta. So they were very big here. And like I said, she was Diddy's baby's mother. So you just knew who she was. And she was a model. She was beautiful. But I think for me last year in particular, recently I was looking through IG and she came across my timeline, and I came to realize that we actually had, I thought that originally that her birthday was the same day as mine. Actually, her birthday was a day after mine. And so from that moment, I was like, wow, her name is Kim. My name is Kim. I was born December 15th. She was born December 16th. Just a lot of, like, to me, parallel. She was a year older than me. And so I think when I found out that she had passed away, it just really freaked me out. Because a part of it is like, well, damn, you know, it could be like she really wasn't that old. She seemed to have been in decent shape. I mean, I don't know anything about her health in particular, but she seemed like, you know, she was in pretty good shape. Apparently, just from what everybody is saying, like, she was this amazing person and everybody loved her, and she appeared to be the staple for Diddy's blended family, which is it says a lot within itself, because half of these baby mamas don't even get along with each other. And even though I would like to think that, okay, well, it's just because Diddy has money. No, it's plenty of dudes that have money out here that pays child support. However, the baby mamas don't get along. Now, I did read an article where Misa basically said that she is the only one that gets along with both Kim and Sarah, and that basically all of them met around the same time. And so Diddy basically said the same thing. Like, he's known all of them at the same time. Like, he met Misa, he met Kim, and he met Sarah all at the same time. So they've been all knowing each other for years and years. And he was with Misa first, and Misa basically like, look, you can have him. Kim has just been that ride or die chick, even though he cheated and he wasn't on his best behavior in their relationship. I think through and through, they've always just been really good friends. The last couple days, Diddy had been very quiet, but within the last 2 days, he's just really been like, all on IG, just really expressing himself and giving an outpouring of love, respect, and admiration. And basically, he's let you know that they were more than just soulmates. It was bigger than that. And a part of it is like, for me, a part of it is, I do believe that. I also believe that Kim had gotten to a point where she was like, enough is enough with this bullshit. There was a statement that she had made before that basically when she had her twin girls, that she not only owed it to herself, but she owed it to her girls to show them what a respectable, I guess, relationship was, because Diddy does not seem like he's the type of dude that wants to commit for whatever reason. Every person, male, female, does not necessarily have to marry. I think if he would have asked any one of them, from Misa to even Cassie, to marry him, they would have all said yes. However, I think Diddy probably realizes that he's just not the marrying type of dude. So you either going to get with this blended family and have an understanding or not. For some men, because I had a discussion with my husband, because I just find it very hard to, I don't know. I just think, because he he always kind of, Diddy has said before that basically he's in love with all of his baby mamas and apparently his girlfriend. So they're all kind of like sister wives. It's just it's a strange type of relationship. He said he talked to Kim Porter every single day. So they were like best friends. Was he sleeping with him? I don't know. And I wouldn't put shit past him unless Kim put her foot down, which I'm pretty sure like she had. But I would, if I were Cassie, like, even though they're not technically together, I would kind of feel some type of way. Like, you're never going to marry me because you've never married anybody. Although I think that this may be a changing point for him. Diddy S is not a spring chicken. And this just goes to show you, like, life is very short. If you love somebody, but then again, marriage ain't for everybody. And I don't think that you should jump into it because it's hard work. But it would make me question, like, if Kim was your soulmate, then what the fuck am I? So basically, you just here, we just dating each other. And while you do love me, I mean, what am I, chopped liver? Because now your true feelings, you're professing your love for this woman who is now deceased. And that's your best friend, you know, that was your love. He was saying stuff like, oh, you know, more than soulmates. It's just, I don't know how I would feel if my man or somebody who we've been trying to get back together is now professing his undying love for someone who he had kids with. Because I believe that if Kim would have stayed with him, then he still would be with Kim. And I've always said where Cassie is concerned, while I think that Cassie is one beautiful young lady, but I always felt like Cassie is like a J-Lo understudy. Like, J-Lo is just grown and got body. Cassie is a much younger version. Because they look, to me, I've always said that they kind of looked alike. But that's like the closest that he could get. Because J-Lo was like, I ain't for your shit. Like, I know what you do. I know what you did. What you did was foul. Plus, they say he was still cheating. Because that's just what Diddy does. And so, if you're willing to stay, I'll take good care of you. J-Lo was like, I can take care of myself. I got my own coins. Because these other chicks don't seem like, while Misa is a stylist, she was a stylist to Diddy. And to like a couple rap artists, like Lil' Kim or whatever, but still within the same clique. Kim Porter, while they say she was a model, I haven't seen Kim as model in shit in over the last 20 at least years. And even then, I've always just seen her alongside Diddy, and she's just been she was just his baby's mother. Cassie, beautiful girl, made a couple songs, wasn't really that great. She's a model because she's a beautiful girl, but once again, I'm not seeing her ass walk no runway. So for the most part, and even with, I don't even know what Sarah Chapman does. I just get the impression that once you have his baby or once you're with him, he's just going to take care of you. But you got to know he's never going to marry you. So you got to be willing to accept certain things. Because even after her and Diddy split, you just didn't hear about her actively going out and dating anyone else. Her main focus has always been on the kids, it appears to be. And that's why they always comment about how loving of a mother she is to the kids, because that was her main focus. And I think Diddy liked it that way. I think that was an arrangement. I think that they have this special arrangement, and Kim was at the head, and now she's gone, and everybody was in utter shock. it just goes to show you that life is very short. Life is very unpredictable. And no matter how you think that things are going to turn out, life has a way of sometimes throwing a curveball. And I think a lot about it for myself because if anything, we should all be trying to make somewhat of amends with one another, especially if you're on the outs with people. I've mentioned before that I'm currently on the outs with my sister, and while a part of me is like, you know, I would really like to reach out to her and, you know, and squash the bullshit, a part of it is that I've always been the one to apologize and try to be the bigger person, even if in times I have not felt as though I was the person in the wrong. So what I have just tried to do is just pray for her, because what I do realize about people is that, you know, we all go through growth spurts and we all grow at certain times. And I realized for myself, I went through a lot of things in my life early on. And that's not to say that you stop learning and you stop growing, because that's not the case either. I've learned a lot about myself, and I have been working on forgiveness, because I will cut your ass off in a heartbeat. That's just because I'm trying to protect my peace. But in an effort to do better, I have been trying to at least try to reach out and let people know. And part of it is you might not even give a damn as to why I cut your ass off. But for me, I look at it from a standpoint of, I feel like I owe it to you to explain to you why I stopped fucking with you in the first place. Because people don't know, oh, she just stopped talking to me. As a matter of fact, I started, I'm trying to rebuild a relationship that I once had with a girlfriend, and things are going pretty good. And I told her why I cut the relationship off, and she understood. And so that's growth. So I am, you know, I'm praying for those who our relationships have been severed beyond repair. I pray for peace. I pray for you and your family, even if, you know, our relationship can never be repaired. That's just where I am at in my life. And this whole Kim Porter situation has really, like I said, shaken me up. That night when I read it, I was just so jacked up by it that I could not sleep. And then last night, yesterday, I think they had the home going for her. Nobody really mentioned it, but the reason why I think they had it last night was because there was a comment that I read from Kimora Lee Simmons. They were actually also good friends, that she mentioned it. And then Diddy, within his stories, had filmed a video where they were like all these blown up, beautiful photographs of Kim and the family and along with him. And it looked like it was like a memorial service in which they did to honor Kim Porter's life on yesterday. And then ironically, like I said, all of a sudden everybody from their camp started really posting, because up until last night, Diddy hadn't said anything, the kids hadn't said anything, Misa hadn't said anything, Cassie hadn't said anything. Everybody in that camp was really close-lipped, you know, about the whole situation. Then once Diddy started posting, then all of a sudden, you know, the kids start posting. I think the only person in that camp that I really haven't seen post anything is like Christian. And I can tell, like, even though Kim seemed to be loving and very close to all of the kids, but she seemed to have this extreme closeness to Christian in particularly. And I noticed that he hasn't made a post and he hasn't said anything. So I am praying for this family, but not like any other family, because while they're celebrities and yes, they're people too, there are people that pass away every single day. And there are people that I think that we're just affected by it because we live vicariously through them, through the media. And so a part of it is that we feel like we know these people. I have taken this on just because I feel like there are so many parallels with this young lady, just like for me, that it could easily happen to me. I'm around that age. Granted, I'm not anybody's mother, but it's still sad nonetheless. And which makes me want to go harder and live my life to the fullest while I still have life in me. And I suggest you do the same. So 2000, and not even 2019, forget all that. Today, you know, if you cherish somebody and, you know, you haven't spoken to them in a while, pick up the damn phone, make the phone call, and love on each other, pray for each other. This is Kim Knox.